mind singing a German hymn. It's translated into English. It's okay. Number 13. Now thank we all our God. We have occasion to thank Him this morning, all of us do, for His goodness and His mercy, and for the day that He's made and that we're in the family of God. But I'm thinking particularly of Pilgrim Camp and these years that God has been so good to us. Some people told me today they've been coming to Labor Day weekends a long time, and they look forward to this time of fellowship. Isn't it wonderful that God has been so good to us, so faithful? Great is Thy faithfulness. But now let's tell Him thank you as we sing this song, yes, right from our hearts. And I think it'd be well to stand in His presence.
so thankful that this very day we can know you better. We thank you, Lord, that you are anxious to make yourself revealed, real to every one of us in a new way, that we know thee better, that we understand thee better, that we acknowledge thee more. Oh, Savior, we thank you for the opportunity this day affords to every one of us to draw nigh to God, to worship our Lord in spirit and in truth, to come before the throne, oh, with confidence, and obtain mercy and find grace to help this day. Oh, Savior, we thank you that we can gather together like this and know that you are in the midst. Lord, that we're not here just to talk about you, but Lord, that we're here to meet you. Hallelujah. Oh, that we can expect you to meet us today. Oh Lord, we pray that you'll give us faith to reach out to touch thee today, and that virtue shall flow. Lord, we pray for those with physical needs that there'll be healings this day. Lord, we pray for those with spiritual needs that there'll be deliverances this day. Oh God, we pray for those who have perplexing problems that there'll be light given this day. Thank you that you are our God, that you know our way, and that we can walk after thee. Oh, Savior, have your way this morning. Let our ears be open, Lord. May our hearts be enlightened to understand the truths that you will bring to our attention this morning. And Lord, may all of us worship thee as we ought, in spirit and in truth. Oh, thank you, Lord. We remember the loved ones back in our home places as they gather together. Meet them today, Lord. Pour out your spirit upon them. Oh, Lord, we pray that some wonderful works of our God shall be manifested in all of the churches represented here today. Oh, Savior, we love and praise you for your great faithfulness. Oh, and we do thank you, our God, for your great faithfulness. Amen. Amen.
Praise God from whom all. Yalaraba shambando jobo, yalarobo kobo shambando jo. You do well to recognize that I am in the midst of my people, and that I am Lord of all, and that I have come to unite you to myself more perfectly. And as you look unto me, and as you recognize me, I walk in the midst. I lay my hands upon you. I fill you with my spirit. I do touch those bodies that are in need of new life. For I am the resurrection and the life, and I am in your midst the same yesterday and today and forever. And I desire to have my way among my people.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Have your way.
Of great is thy faithfulness, pardon for sins, and a peace that endureth. Oh, how much we have to give thanks for.
Pardon for sins.
done for us that we are very appreciative of. That's the manifestation of the presence of the Lord. We're very thankful for his nearness to us on these grounds. From the very beginning, the grounds were dedicated to the Lord, and holiness unto the Lord became the motto of the camp. And God somehow has been pleased to manifest himself in the place here and keep his presence here. And we thank him for that. Someone of our sisters from Taiwan was talking to me through an interpreter. I don't understand Mandarin. I only speak Cantonese. I don't speak that either. But she said the presence of God is here on the grounds. And I was glad, you know, people notice that. They recognize Jesus. And that has been the intention of the Lord in opening the camp, to have a place where we can manifest himself. Once you have tasted of the manifestation of the Lord, it is difficult to get along without that. And sometimes our people from the city went on their vacations and they came back depleted rather than built up spiritually. And we felt, and God felt, there ought to be a place, I'm sure, where people could come and see the Lord. Just worship the Lord. Pentecost is really the manifestation of Jesus in the midst. That's what he's after. We ought to all be free and all look at him, worship him, touch him for ourselves. And as we do that, we find God does wonders.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We want to learn better to get out of the way and let Jesus come forth. Praise the Lord.